This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3,676. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk, Montgomery, and the Men's Room. Watch out today, Ryan Castle joins us. Once again, we will sit and spin now and steal other people's stuff with 10 artists who were guilty of plagiarism. Ooh. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
You're going to drink. All right, here we go. Michigan man on probation arrested again after breaking into a store and stealing a ham and cheese. Meanwhile, a Florida woman beats her husband with a belt after his giggle stick he was trying to please. Sea Lion in San Diego became famous after popping up on a highway now found in a storm drain. Brazilian man has 9 wives and somehow has never gone insane. And then in black, Johnny Cash urinates and puts out a burning ring of fire. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, everyone has fallen asleep on the couch. My wife does it every night. I do it at least once every weekend. But a guy in Culiacan, Mexico, he was snoozing on a sofa earlier this week when a large hole suddenly opened in the floor, and he dropped about 15 feet into it. But it wasn't really in a hole, per se. No, he landed in the drug tunnel that the local cartel had dug under his house. That's when he discovered that it was there. Another man, he fell 15 feet unexpectedly. But in his case, he was walking to a Detroit Tigers game last week. And as he walked over the Spruce Street pedestrian bridge, the concrete gave way, formed a hole. Well, the guy fell through and landed on the highway below. Believe it or not, he was not hit by any cars. But he did not see that coming. It could always be worse. You could be climbing majestic Mount Rainier and fall 80 feet into a crevasse, breaking your leg, and then have to wait hours for rescue because the weather sucks so bad. That happened about a week ago to two climbers. And not far from Rainier, in Tacoma, a man realized his Ford 350 was being stolen. He sprung into action, and when he spotted the thief in his truck, guess what? Yeah, he ended up getting injured when the thief rammed him with his own goddamn truck. Look, sometimes you just have an unexpectedly bad day, right? I mean, there's bad days, but there's days that are just so bad, you almost get numb to it. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. Today's question, When did your day go horribly wrong?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the tells, away we go. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3,676 with a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Ryan Castle in the house today. Once again, we'll sit and spin and steal other people's stuff, like things in the refrigerator. But in this case, we go to the music world and 10 artists who are guilty of plagiarism.
Uh-oh.
You listen to a song, you say, wait a minute. That sounds like something else I know. Or it sounds exactly like something else I know.
That's the real tip-off.
And then those people get sued. And then they have to pay a portion of the royalties to the original artist because they did not credit the original artist. It's kind of like, you know, stealing a picture from somebody, stealing a painting from somebody, stealing a movie from someone. It's art, and you can't just steal it. And these artists went, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice and see what happens. And a lot of these songs, they're very popular.
Mm-hmm.
They're famous for a reason. They were good the first time around. They've just been redone.
Right.
Like anything else, typically you say, like, I am covering this song. Jimi Hendrix said, Bob Dylan did All Along the Watchtower. I'm going to do my own interpretation.
So that you can understand the lyrics.
Rusty Cage, you know, it's Johnny Cash said, I'm going to do my own interpretation.
Are they covers or samples?
No, not even, like, basically, you wrote a song, all right? Mm-hmm. But your band, for whatever it is, it's not particularly popular. Miles, here's the song. Have you heard of that Ted Smith guy? I go, no. And he goes, great, because here's a great song. Our band is popular, but basically, if we take his, not your lyrics, but we're going to take your music, essentially, and we put out this massive hit song, well, then Ted Smith's kind of like, these sons of bitches heard me.
Sure.
I know this is my song.
Yeah,
they went to court, and they proved it.
I'm pretty sure that back in the day, between, Debbie Harry, Blondie, between Rapture and a couple of other bands at the time, they kind of, Sugar Hill Gang, they might have sampled each other's things, but they gave credit, I believe, at the time.
But they seem to have a trade-off on that. Like, sure. Like, you can take some of our stuff, let us take some of your stuff, just do what you can. Right?
Yeah. But this is not the case on this. We've got 10 artists who were guilty of plagiarism and basically had to pay out in cash after going to court, the original artists, for some royalties on the stuff that they stole. Also today, we'll head on over to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app, as we do Monday through Friday, right here at 6 o'clock. If you don't have the Odyssey app, it is absolutely free. Download it now. And we go over to the Men's Room Happy Hour channel that only goes live at 6. Yeah, if you turn on that channel right now, there's not going to be any audio there. So just know we go live at 6 on the Men's Room Happy Hour channel. Keep in mind that is an adult-only segment. We prefer that the kids not be in the room on that one, as the same rules apply that do not apply on these airwaves. Don't apply theirs. We're allowed to cuss. Content is a little bit different than everything else. And ladies and gentlemen, what do you know it? Of the Ted Smith, Mike Hawk, back in the house today. Woo! Woo! Clear to the COVID. COVID-free! How do you guys feel about being back in the studio?
This is going to make my job so much easier, Miles.
You don't say.
What was the hardest part of broadcasting from home? Because I can tell you what it was for me. But what was it for you?
For me, broadcasting from home wasn't really the hardest part, just because I don't do a whole lot when it comes to dipping into the show midway. Most of my stuff is at the end of my own segment. The hardest part was the technical aspect. And there are things that are here at work that are only here at work. So I have to basically put them up into the ether of the internet, bring them back down onto my computer, fix it, put it back up to the ether of the internet,
and hack
it
on my computer here.
Yeah. There you go.
How did you enjoy being at home, spending time with the fiancé?
It was wonderful.
You know what? Because you have to understand, when you're getting ready, one day you're going to retire, and you guys will be together, and you both won't have jobs. Just like COVID, you'll be at home together all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's when one of you picks up a part-time job at Home Depot.
Yeah, like, I'll work anywhere.
It was the break that I needed, man. Honestly, all Saturday and Sunday, we just sat there on the... We opened up the bed of the pull-out couch. We had the TV there in the living room. We just watched a crap ton of movies. Ate a bunch of junk. It was great.
It's kind of like a sleepover.
Yeah. You're already sick.
Exactly.
Right? Like, eat garbage. Watch crap.
Yes.
Were you... You were pretty well stocked, though.
You
looked like your refrigerator was full when you did meat and potatoes. Your freezer was full.
We were ready to rock and roll.
Yeah,
baby.
You guys were. You had a full thing of beer. You had wine coolers.
You don't have much of an appetite when it comes to COVID anyway. So honestly, just the little snacks that you had. Luckily, we had some fruits and whatnot in the fridge, which really helped the healing process. But yeah, we didn't need to eat much as it was.
When I got COVID, it was a Sunday, probably Sunday or at noon. And I had been out of town all weekend. That's when I started feeling bad, Sunday at noon. So when I got home, I was going to go get beers with Ryan and Steve, and I'm like, you know what, guys? Something's not right. I can't do this. But I had not...
Just to give you an idea of how this works, where we were practicing for the new originals, literally two blocks away from your place, whatever. Mm-hmm. Miles, obviously, is always up for a drink. Me, Castle, and Miles drink often a lot together. Miles says, man, I don't feel good. As soon as we hang up the phone, Castle looks at me and goes, he has COVID.
Yeah.
I said, there is no other reason that man is not going to go two blocks to drink with us.
But I'm too late for the supermarket. And you know that thing where somebody opens up the cabinet and goes to the cupboard, and we got nothing to eat in here.
In spite of all of our food, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of did that. I got nothing to eat in here. Then I started to figure out, yeah Miles, you got food. There's stuff that you can thaw out in the freezer. Mm-hmm. You can get through five. And I did. I got through 5 days with relative ease. I ate a lot of the things that I put away that I meant to eat, months ago and everything else. And thought I was actually did a pretty good job. Don't get me wrong. I wish I had a full refrigerator full of stuff. But I ate a lot of stuff that I had made before. And
I had a frozen tamale that had been in my freezer for months.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah,
it was in a sealed package.
You never think to eat it.
No. I'm always like, I'll save them. And I was like, all right, I'll throw it in the air fryer.
Right. Oh, how good was that?
It was delicious.
I bet that was good, yeah. Okay. Men's Room Happy Hour is on the way. And today on our question, sometimes your day does not go as planned. And we start with a story out of Mexico. And Steve, I believe that you were in this vicinity just a few weeks ago.
No, it's a city that has the same name, but it's a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the story goes, an escape tunnel used by organized crime had an unexpected and no doubt startled visitor early Tuesday. When a Sinaloa man fell into it while sleeping on his couch in his living room. A large hole suddenly opened up in the floor of the man's home due to the presence of the subterranean passageway below, causing him to drop into the tunnel in an event that must have seemed like a bad dream. The Sinaloan government said in a statement that an approximately 25-year-old man, I guess he has no idea how old he is,
I think I'm
25.
We're not going to ask. You look 25, dude.
Approximately 25-year-old man. I don't know, man. I'm not sure.
Give or take.
Tunnel, which the government said had been used as an escape route by members of organized crime, leads to a nearby house that was seized by the Army about 11 years ago. So this tunnel's been here for a while. And they estimate...
That makes sense, though, because El Chapo ran the Sinaloa cartel, and that was his thing.
Sinaloa is the main region where you're going to find this stuff. I just keep chuckling about it. Because he had no idea that they had tunneled under his house.
Yeah. They said the house is now being used as a garbage dump. And they said the tunnel is presumed to run beneath at least eight homes, and then it opens up into a canal.
Yeah.
All right. Several homes have sunk in due to the presence of the tunnel and do have structural problems in the neighborhood. Well, the governor, he dispatched his public works minister to the home where part of the living room floor collapsed to inspect the damage. Said that workers from his ministry would fill in the tunnel to avoid additional collapses in that home and those around it. The numerous narco tunnels used by cartels to smuggle drugs in the U.S. have been found on Mexico's northern border. So I'm going to assume that this was okay. Yeah, you know what? It's pretty close to Tijuana and the San Diego line.
Yeah, you're trying to go exactly where your clientele is.
Exactly. They say, by the way, that the one that was discovered in that area in 2020 is the longest cross-border dug tunnel that has ever been found.
So, okay, so whether
that
I...
That one was 1.5 kilometers long.
All right, here's my question, all right? Either
that's
I'm
crazy.
I'm a member of the cartel or I'm a member of the DEA, all right? But either way, can I go to Guinness, right, and say, look, as far as world records go, it's the longest drug smuggling, because the chances are... No one's really going to try to compete with you on that. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going
to
get some, like, Russian dude like, oh, comrade, my drug tunnel is much longer, 27 miles. So I'm saying if you found it, I'd go to Guinness.
Do they have records for, like, alcohol drank? Because I don't know if they do records for drugs. Like, that would be weird. Like, here's, Chet whatever, Chet Smith. He once snorted 5 8-balls at one party.
Right, and survived.
Record.
I mean,
he's the record. But it should be. I'm taking him down, man.
There has to be a dubious record place, right? Because a lot of times you will read, somebody got busted for DUI, but it's like, you know, 8 times the legal limit, and they point out that as far as they know, right, like that is the record for going above the legal limit and still being alive. So I feel like somebody should keep stats on this. Like, all right, look, you don't want to be these people, but it's still an interesting read. Like, this is the drunkest anyone's ever been. This is the longest drug tunnel that we found.
Yeah,
this is the biggest pile of human waste that we found in a national park trail, right?
Mm-hmm. The longest sex session.
Yeah. Where orgasms are there. It's not like someone has arms folded.
Not just like you're taking a fiber.
Right.
You're going like the longest one time before the end of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be more interesting than the guy that put five M&Ms on top of
it. What do you think it is?
Hour and a half, maybe.
I think it's longer than that.
There's all that tantric sex stuff, right?
I bet it's like 4 or 5 hours.
But what do you, if you're doing tantric sex and you're bragging,
on just the man alone.
Right. But if you're saying you can go that long, like, what kind of time frame are you bragging about?
I'm not sure.
I would think you'd still have to stop it at some point.
I don't know anything about tantric sex. I really don't. Other than someone like Sting's like, I practice tantric sex. Great. What is it? Is it awesome? And also, is your wife happy about that? Like, you might want to have sex for 4 hours straight. She might not want to.
She's got to be part of the plan. You need a great partner to get this done.
You really do.
You need somebody who can be like, if you just say, like, just hold on for a second. Give me a break here for a minute. Just,
and then how do you explain
it? We got to make this.
Do you think it's the thing where you call, your wife goes, man, what have you been doing every Saturday night? You go, okay, here's the secret. For the last year, I've been training in tantric sex. Great news for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So like the 5-minute nooners that we were having, all that, man, I wanted to save the surprise. Happy birthday, baby. We can have sex for 4 hours straight.
Yeah. I would never
make
it.
How do you spring that on someone, man?
Right. Our question today, when did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
This was, I don't know, about 10 years ago. I had finally got a call for my dream job. And, it was for Boeing at the time. And the day started off just not great. First thing was lock the keys in the car with the car running. Yeah. Already running late for work. Then managed to get the car open. As I was driving to work, got pulled over for speeding, of course. When a cop pulled me over, he apparently smelled weed in the car.
And, dream job.
Yeah. And I only smoked at nighttime at that point in time, never during the day. And so he had me get out, do field sobriety, everything like that, passed all the tests with flying colors. So I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. I'm going to be able to get to work. Nope. Go ahead, turn around, put your hands behind your back. We're going to take you to the station and pull your blood, and you'll be out in 24 hours. And I'm like, all right, well, can I at least call my work and tell them, you know, I'm not going to make it? No, you'll get your phone call after you get down to the station. And, that's pretty much how it went. And luckily, the boss that I had at the time was understanding, and I ended up actually being able to save that job, but I had to come up with one hell of a story, because if I would have told them what really happened, they would have let me go on the spot.
Well, how did your blood test come back?
Well, I had some in my system because I would smoke every night at nighttime.
Sure.
Because I, you know, at the time I had beaten cancer. I was going through chemo. And I would smoke at night, but never in the mornings before work. And so I did have some in your system. But they said if it's over 500 nanograms that you're considered under the influence, which could be as small as a hit 2 weeks ago, would equal that much.
Then I'm always under the influence.
I was going to ask you, how do they judge that? Because, exactly. You're not high right now in the morning, but that stuff is in your system for 30 days.
Exactly. And that's actually how the lawyer was able to beat the case, because he's like, well, if that small amount could be in your system for weeks, you know, how could you consider somebody under the influence at that exact point in time? So it ended up being a technicality, which, you know, we ended up beating the case, but, you know, I had to pay $5,000 to a lawyer to basically beat a case that never happened in the first place.
Well, yeah, you're not going to beat it for free, even if you're in the right. But, hey, man, it's better than not getting the job. And it is it is accommodating to have bosses that Ted did not show up for work one day when we're still in Baltimore, right? And the boss kept saying, hey, man, where's Ted? And I'm like, ah, dude, he called us earlier. He's not feeling well. So the boss kind of bought that. And then we had a separate friend who came in and was like, hey, man, I'm going to check Ted's house. Because everyone just had the feeling Ted might be arrested.
Yep.
Ted got arrested, right? The bosses found out later they didn't make a stink. When I got arrested, like, I missed the next day of work, which is and that's where your thought really goes, man. Like, sure. God damn, man, I don't want to lose my job for this, especially when you're only in for a couple hours or overnight, whatever. My boss, super kind, even paid for the lawyer for me.
Really?
Yeah, because she really, I told her what happened. She's like, that's BS. I go, no, I understand that, but I don't, you don't pay me enough that I can afford a lawyer, right? So it is good. If you do get arrested, it's cool to have bosses that let it go.
Well, it's tough for that guy, too, right? Because you could drink three beers at home, and then the next morning, you'll be fine.
But
he's right, but you smoke a...
But on the first day of work.
Right,
on
the first freaking day.
Starts out. The reason you're late is because you're basically, and you're driving fast because you locked the keys in the car in the first place.
So you're already running late.
Now you're trying to make up time, then of course you get popped on that one day. When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so my day sucked because, well, my friend won tickets on Beat Migs to Megadeth and Scorpions.
All right.
And he had to go back to where he moved back to where he came from and couldn't go to the concert. So he gave them to me, and I was super excited, preparing for months and months and months, so excited. Scorpions is who I wanted to see. And we were like day drinking all day, having fun. It was at the Tacoma Dome and rocking out to Megadeth. And at some point, I smoked like a really strong joint, and I barely ever smoke weed anymore. So if I'm drinking and then I smoke weed, it ends up hitting me really hard. And so I smoked some weed, and next thing I know, Megadeth was done. And so I sit down, and like I remember a couple people coming over like, is she okay? Because I was standing up jamming out the whole time, and then all of a sudden I just sat down. Well, like I never throw up unless I force myself, like if I just need to get it all out. I never can puke on my own. And I was like bending down, just projectile puking on the floor. Hmm. And my boyfriend at the time was like, we need to go. Like there's people, like we need to get out of here. So we're walking up the stairs. He's like holding my hand. I'm following him up the stairs of the Tacoma Dome. And I'm puking the whole way up. I have no idea if it got on people or nothing. I was just puking. I couldn't stop the whole way up. We get up to the top, and I'm like going towards the bathroom, and he's like, no, we need to go outside. So we go outside, and I'm puking, and I'm like, okay, let's go back in. Well, they don't let you back in.
No, they don't. No. Once you leave, look, they don't care why you leave, but they ain't letting your ass back in, man.
That's why you gotta go to the bathroom and throw up.
Yeah, honestly, you can't go outside and do it. So you got to sneak cigarettes in the bathroom, all of it.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Eli Hines, he was on his way to a Detroit Tigers game a couple of Mondays ago when suddenly he found himself falling 15 feet to the ground below, where cars were traveling on the Lodge Freeway. According to the Associated Press, Hines was on the Spruce Tree pedestrian bridge that crosses over Highway 10 when the concrete gave way and formed a hole large enough for the 36-year-old to fall right through. I remember thinking, I hope I'm not over the freeway. I land about 6 feet from the traffic. After I hit the ground, I get the wind knocked out of me pretty good, he said. Although the incident happened on May 9th, the bridge was still open for the public to use as of this past Sunday. It wasn't until the Detroit News reached out to the Michigan Department of Transportation about his story that they were made aware of the problem. People were just walking around it.
So the picture I saw today, there were orange traffic cones around the hole. You're telling me that they waited days before, and when you look through this hole,
to put the cones around the hole.
Yeah, and you're looking directly down at the highway. That is come on, Detroit.
The Spruce Street Pedestrian Bridge was built in 1953, and based on its age and condition, it is on a yearly detailed bridge inspection that is due this month, which is convenient. As for Hines, he said that after he fell through the concrete, he got up and informed police of the issue before continuing on to the game. He eventually went to the hospital a few days later. I'm a giant walking bruise right now, he said. Our question, when did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Becky. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Well, thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So, my bad slash weird day was in high school. I was a junior, and it was like one of those days where everyone skipped school for whatever reason.
Right.
So, so my friend and I decided to go to Olympia to see my boyfriend at the time. We're driving there. I'm at a stop sign, and I accidentally pull out in front of someone and get in a wreck. And the guy is, like, flipping me off and cussing and all this stuff, so I get really scared and I just drive off.
Wait, you had a skip day in your junior year of high school, and basically you got into a hit and run.
No, but you were the one who hit the guy, and right. then you took off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get into one. You caused one.
You created one. Maybe that's
that is the hit and run, right?
Yeah, she created the hit and run.
Dude, I was in the hit and run. It's like you got hit and somebody else took off. She's the one who did the hitting and the running.
Okay, and the story gets more weird. So we get up to Olympia, pick up the boyfriend, driving downtown, and all of a sudden we see all these people running out of buildings. We're like, what the heck is going on? And then it feels like I have a flat tire. Pull over, and an earthquake's going on. It's like the huge earthquake of 2002.
Oh, gee, the Nisqually quake?
Yeah. And then, so we thought that was crazy. Go to drive around, go to a store somewhere, and my ex is looking at the damage on my car, and he goes, your license plate is no longer here.
Uh-oh.
So basically, the license plate fell off during the wreck, so I ended up getting caught.
How long did it take before the police contacted you?
About 2 days. They showed up at my school.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, that's well, bad. At least you were at school this time, which is good.
So, I ended up not getting into that much trouble because I felt threatened by the guy. But that was definitely one of the weirdest days
of my life. So, I mean, what do you mean not that much trouble? This had to go to court, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I went to court and got a lawyer and everything. And, because I felt threatened by the guy, I didn't get any charges.
Are you kidding me? Even though you fled the scene. Like, I understand, but it seems like the moment you flee a scene, things get a lot worse, you know?
It seems to me, from what I could tell, it seems like teenage girls in high school all seem to get in hit and runs.
Mm-hmm. But more on the running than the hitting.
Like, I'm related to one. I didn't know somebody else that's related to one. Now we're hearing this one. Like, are you guys all doing this?
Well, you seem
I really lucked out.
You seem to find great entertainment in it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to laugh about it now, man.
Why not?
God damn.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago now. It was terrible at the time, but it's hilarious now.
So how many more accidents have you been in the last 20 years?
One or two.
That's not bad. And are you at the cause or are you the on the other end of things?
I think about half and half.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough. You do check for your license plate. Now, do you stay at the scene if you're the cause?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
As long as you learned your lesson that way.
Yeah. I like the fact you left your license plate. Like, ooh, it all worked out if we didn't leave that pesky license plate.
Kids do go run home, don't they? When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I got in an accident when I was in high school.
Sure.
Me too.
Yeah, I feel like a lot, like, I'm pretty sure a driving instructor teacher told me that, like, basically, whenever you start driving within that first year, you're going to hit something.
You're going to hit something. Mm-hmm. And most people that age, right or wrong, and everyone acts like it's such a big thing, you know they're going to run.
First thing I did was run over the other car to make sure that those guys were okay.
I guess that's my issue. I know, like, it's just weird. I know three different girls that when they were teenagers did the same thing. I'm just like, huh. And it was in Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Remember, like, the first season, Johnny gets hit by,
Oh, that's right, yeah.
By a random
girl.
Teenage daughter and her friends, and they hit and run.
All right, so times have changed, you get older, but never hit and run. But then you add one small tweak to the equation, and I'm saying 85% of people run. The car you hit, there's no one in it. It's a parked car. You hit it, but you hit it going like 30. I don't mean you ding someone's bumper.
All right.
I'm saying for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe you hit the gas by accident. It's a parking lot somewhere or parallel park, and you hit the single in 30, right? And you bust out all the backlights. There's minimal damage. Car's not totaled. But
so you're talking like parking lot stuff.
Yeah, but there's enough damage they'll notice as soon as they walk out. Uh-huh. Do you leave a note?
Depends.
Do you leave a note? I would tell you right now, no. And
I've done it.
And
I've
know how it sounds.
I've also not left a note. I've also been able to buffer out the paint.
Right.
If I just nicked a car real quick, I just got out with a rag real quick and
buffered
it.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I feel like
buffered it.
If you ding someone's car, people are more apt to leave a note. Hey, man, really sorry, right? I don't know. The kid swung the car door open, smacked your door. There's a dent. My bad. You do legitimate damage. You know what I mean? You flatten their tire. You break out the backlight. I'm telling you, in my mind, 95% of people, like, nobody saw it. Don't leave a note.
And what do you do when you witness it?
I've witnessed it a few times.
Like, if somebody just backs into somebody, you got to sit there and watch them write a note or just be like, yeah, that sucks?
It depends on the severity of it. You know, I mean, if you date, we used to live, there's a lady we used to call the Blue Bomber when I was a teenager. Lived in Baltimore, everyone parallel parked. It's just the way it was. But, you know, everyone lives in these homes. And by the time you're going to bed, everyone knows everyone else's car because the only people parked there are neighbors. And this woman, she worked until like 10 o'clock at night or something. So she always got home later than most people. And she had this blue Chevy, like Cavalier or something. And you knew when she got home because you'd hear, kunk,
kunk. She couldn't parallel park.
She couldn't parallel park, but she would make room. Like, if there were 2 inches to spare, she would make her car fit. So my father would intentionally park cars in different places mm-hmm. where we knew she wouldn't be. But no one really complained. She wasn't old enough to get away. Not only she was 90 years old. She was maybe 50, right? But you got so used to it, no one complained. When I lived in Belltown, my wife and I, we would take great pleasure, because we had a corner unit, had a balcony, right? And we'd take great pleasure at about 1:45 every morning on the weekends. You would hear the woo-hoo and the yeah, right? And mm-hmm. we always called it the drunk mating call. And we'd watch people get into the car, stumble down the street, whatever it is they're doing. But we saw a guy, he gets in his car, and he is hammered. And he slams into like 3 other cars. Then he's trying to drive away, but he's messed up his car so bad, it's not going to work. He gets out of the car, takes off on foot. And luckily, a bunch of other people that were down there managed to chase his ass down, beat the piss out of him until the cops got there. But in that case, we did write down his license plate. No, okay. Before people managed to jump on him. So again, if you ding a car, I'm like, don't worry right. about it, man. If you take a mirror off, like, okay.
Right. I'm thinking more like a parking lot, right? Like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
See somebody back into somebody else. It's like,
I see it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've definitely woke up in the morning and saw where somebody hit like 4 cars on my road.
Right. All the mirrors are gone.
Just boom, yeah. boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh, that's not good. Somebody's got a flat tire. Somebody's got no mirror. Somebody's got a big scrape.
And I always see kids. You know, little kids they struggle with the concept of to open the car door slowly. So you go to the grocery store, man, they just, bam! I mean, just hit everyone's car. And I'm like, let it go.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Nick.
Hola.
Nick.
And he's gone.
I'll put him back in. It sounds like he was there. A couple of comments have come in. It says, I've been in a couple of accidents here and there, but my sister was such an S driver, I had to pay higher rates because of her. That sucks. Someone here says, Ted, didn't you dine and dash and almost hit someone?
True.
mm-hmm. Hey, but to be fair, this was not someone in a vehicle. This was just the guy standing in the parking yeah. lot. It's not like
he's
hitting
okay.
another vehicle.
Yeah, those license plates are pesky.
If you had hit him, right, and you're just like, oh, God, it goes over top of your car, do you think you just kept going?
I have no idea. I mean, that was such a spur of the moment thing.
No, I like the everyone knows I would start. Like, you don't know that.
Got it.
You'd think you would, but in those moments of panic, man, you know, I'd like to think I would. Or do you think you would have at least returned, right? Like, he goes over the hood and you're like, I think we're going to gun it. Maybe the next day you're like, man, I got to fess up. I got to say something.
I'd like to think I would have. Right. I don't, it's hard. It's at 41. I can't imagine doing it, period.
You do a lot of different things.
But we definitely did it, yeah. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. Now I'm just going to talk my way out of it. He was already leaning right.
<That's>
he
right.
was getting out of the way.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Well, let's see. My day went terribly wrong when I asked a girl out in college and she said yes. I was totally broke, had no plans. We went to eat and I had to ask her to,
To pay.
Yeah. I was broke, so no movie, no drinks. She invited me back to her place for a drink. She invites me to sit on the couch next to her, and I left. I get the feeling I had a shot to get lucky, but of course did not. That was 35 years ago. Still my worst date ever.
That's a bad date.
Yeah, I don't understand what else she had to do.
Man, look, I don't care who you are. When I go back years ago in my life, right, and you just suck with chicks. And looking back, I'm like, this chick made it so odd. Other than just saying, I want to sleep yeah. with you, right? She did everything other than that. And somehow you've convinced yourself that that can't possibly. Would you like to go
okay,
back to
was,
my
what,
place?
What was, the reason, that you did not think that that was legitimate?
Well, let's see. There was this hot redhead, and we went to a party that her and her roommate were throwing. There's probably 20 people there. Me and my buddy Leon are invited. Mm-hmm. We go. As soon as we walk in, she ignores everyone else. I'm sitting in a chair. They had a fireplace going. And she comes over, sits on my lap. Right. Already, right, at this age, I recognize what's going on. Oh, not old thrill. He's like, I guess she likes me as a friend. I mean, you don't piece this together.
Yeah. All right.
Do you know how much ass we all probably missed out on? Because you can't connect.
Do you really want to know? Because I don't. Mine was this. Mine was 12 years.
12 years.
12-year age difference.
Okay.
So I was about 19, 18 years old. I did not understand
she
what was going
six?
On. No, she was 30.
I'm just making sure.
It didn't seem like she was a teacher.
But looking back, what were the obvious? I mean, like I said, this chick sat on my lap. Oh, she invited me to the party, and I'm still
everything.
Like, this can't know.
Everything. She was like the director of, something that rhymes with like the Fred Moss.
Okay.
In the area, like, I just didn't think it was possible. I was working at a radio station.
Even though.
I went to an event, like I was working in a booth, right? So she is there with all her people. She is the director of all this stuff.
Yeah, sure.
There are kids there. There are people there my age. That are volunteering and are helping with the organization. I just didn't think it was the head of the organization, which was our kind of our partner.
I get you. Yeah.
You team up to do something. After that, I didn't realize it just. I thought there was a chance with some of the people that she managed.
Yeah.
But not with her.
But looking back, the signs were clear, right?
In hindsight, yes, but I still couldn't get past the age because I didn't think that that was something that she was interested based on the age difference, which to me then seemed like a lot more than as you get older and it doesn't matter.
Well, sure.
Right. At that age, right, it seems massive.
It does, because I just became an adult, so I don't really... Not mentally, but age-wise.
How long did it take you before you realized, for me, it was maybe, actually, when we left that party, where I did not get laid, even though and she was hot, and I liked her, and she did everything she could to let me know that the tummy... Leon, I thought he was going to beat me up that night. He's like, are you that stupid? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, that chick likes you. I'm like, I don't know.
So in about a year later, yes, all right? But just to let you know now, she's married to one of my parents' friends.
Oh.
Right. Because my mom was 20, so you have to remember there.
Yeah, yeah.
When she had me. And that's 12 years. It's kind of like in their zone more than mine. That's why.
Sure.
I didn't.
Still, man, looking back, there's always one that's real obvious.
So married the Nissan King of the tri-state area.
I mean, it's tough, though, too, right? It's like, I mean, that's why there's Monday morning quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know many people that can't look back at a situation and go, oh, it was right there, and I missed it completely.
The difference is,
it seems like it's also so few and far between the times when people really do like you that you're not even sure.
It's
not a normal occurrence. Like, why in the hell would anybody like me?
You talk about Leon being pissed at you. I have one when I was living in Baltimore with a girl, and like, it's like we're having a party. We're having like a Christmas party. I didn't realize at the time, me and this girl are the only ones dancing at the party. It's like slow dancing.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
No, she was on my lap. I get it. I'm not here to criticize.
Right. And then, I walk out, and, I didn't even think about it. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe I was too hammered or whatever. But everybody's like, the next day, they're like, you are an idiot. They're like, you could hear the record scratch, and she's just standing there. And you just take off and then come back 5 minutes later. They were pissed.
Dude, there was a
they didn't let me live that down for like months.
I saw you at Seafair, 15 years ago or something. And I mean, a dime is down by the water. I don't know what kind of game you were throwing, man, but she was all about that. There was a group of like eight of us, whatever. And, she kind of joined up from another group. But her and Ted, you guys hit it off. And then at one point, you two are sitting at the end of the pier, right?
Yeah.
At the water. The rest of us are pulled back a little bit, kind of doing our thing. And we're like, ah, Ted's got this. And I remember at some point you came up like, all right, man, what do you guys want to do? We're like, where's the girl? Like, oh, no, she was cool. We're like,
she disappeared.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You
never saw her again after that, did you?
No.
She was smoking hot.
She evaporated like she wasn't even real.
Miles, those kind of hot chicks only are on those docks at Seafair. The rest of the year, I don't know where they go.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.